Something was ending and it was time to celebrate. My friend Emery had reserved the back room of a Center City lounge so we could spin some records for the first and final time before I packed up the rented carriage house and U-hauled out of town. 1 year in Philly had sprawled into two, and I'd been digging weekly that whole time at this spot called Beautiful World and another called Milk Crate, plus Mark's spot, which didn't have a name. And then there was another out past Bryn Mawr that I found by accident, a place the local DJs had long written off as trash, except I happened to fall through just as a new collection came up from the basement, had not even been filed yet. All Holy Grail joints, the Del Jones record, a mint original Headless Heroes of the Apocalypse LP, the Bo Diddley with the break, the Retta Hughes, the Johnny Houston, some 40 pieces and nothing stickered past $8. It's bound to happen if you dig long and doggedly enough, but only about once per decade. My last two had been Waterville, Maine in 96 and the Jamaican lady I met outside Academy Records in Manhattan double parked on 12th Street, truck sagging with roots reggae. There were two guys working that day, a bald-headed white boy and a dread, and the wrong one jogged out. He took a quick flip through and passed. I slid up and asked if I could look, ended up jumping in the shotgun seat and driving back up to the Bronx to see what she had left at home. That was 2002, or possibly 03. And now it was May 28, 2011. I'd amassed two crates, one for each year of my expiring university appointment, and barely listened to a lot of it myself. All I had at the house was a portable turntable Emery had let me hold, and all my three-year-old wanted to hear was the Dixie Cups crooning about their trip to the Chapel of Love. Maybe because her mother and I were not married ourselves. I had not spun out since leaving California, and music always sounds different when you were rocking for a room, studying the way each song hits. DJing is the art of making people hear what you do. Each record transforms the crowd, and each crowd the record. I invited my grad students, and most of them came. It was a small MFA program, tight-knit, with little of the pettiness or gamesmanship I recalled from my own. After workshop, we often went for drinks, a motorcade of hatchbacks and tin cans cruising four blocks to the tavern near campus because walking even that far was considered foolhardy in Camden at night. One bar for an entire university was one too few, meant I risked seeing my undergrads drunk. But it was no worse than running into them while I was lifting weights at the school gym, and for the most part, we were all adept at not getting in each other's way, like housemates sharing a kitchen. Somebody took a flick of me behind the wheels that night, probably Leslie. My left hand is pressed to the wax, fingertips back cueing the funky little drum fill at the top of Hit or Miss. Right hand, a jutting peace sign, elbow cocked, arms tan, Emery grinning beside me. That was one of the last records I played, which means it was about 12:30 and might even be after the first call from my father, the one I ignored, straight cognitive dissonance. There was no earthly reason he would call that late, and I was in the middle of my set. No one was sick or frail. My last living grandparent was already dead. I told myself he must have dialed by mistake in his car, homebound from the newspaper after writing the first headline the greater Boston area would see tomorrow when they freed the Globe from its plastic sheath, tipped their coffee mugs mouthward, destroyed the symmetry of their donuts. But 5 minutes later, he called again, and this time I picked up, cupping a palm over my open ear to blunt the funk booming behind. I still didn't think anything was wrong. In fact, I remember or think I remember being slightly annoyed in the belief that this call was a frivolous intrusion, which makes so little sense that perhaps I knew better and was frightened enough to erect this cardboard buttress. My father said, "I've put this off as long as possible.